My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Good morning.
Kenny, great to have you back.
It's good to be back. It's good to see you. It's good to talk to you. It's good to be in your presence. Hello.
Well, Kenny, it was an outstanding weekend. It was an action-packed sports, just filled to the brim weekend. And then the Guardians went and take down the best team in baseball.
I saw Guardians, and I saw none of the Olympics. I've seen absolutely zero of the Olympics.
Saw Is that because none. You were boycotting?
No. Great question.
Wow.
I thought I know you'd like to keep the ruse up, but no, I was not boycotting the Olympics. I just haven't seen any of it. Haven't seen a single second of it.
I found it impossible to miss.
I found it very possible to miss.
Their promotional wing of NBC, is this affiliate on affiliate crime? Are you avoiding for competition reasons?
No. I'm a little...
Now we've got something.
Yeah. Can I admit something here? I am a little annoyed we can't play any audio whatsoever, which is not like...
It's always been that way.
I know, and I'm annoyed every 4 years that we can't play any audio whatsoever. And I get annoyed by that. I get very annoyed, and here I am annoyed.
They still doing the cartoons over there, or the drawings?
Yes, they are.
They're great.
Yes, they are. But I'm not boycotting it because of that. I just haven't seen any of it. Haven't seen a damn thing of it.
I think you would have to actively be... doing what you can to avoid it, to not have seen something. Just considering Simone Biles is out at LeBron James, Simone Biles, Ledecky, right? Katie Ledecky?
Katie Ledecky.
Ledecky, right?
How much bigger do they need to get our own Katie Moon, the defending gold medalist?
Been on the show several times.
It would almost seem like you were actively trying to miss it.
I was not actively trying to miss anything.
Have you just never cared about the Olympics?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm not the biggest Olympics person.
That's the thing. Either am I. But I
usually it's. Go ahead.
I've never been that way either. But you know, United States was playing Serbia in basketball, so you were going to see two of the best, or well, not just two of the best. You were going to see all the United States guys, and then maybe the best player in the world. And how often do you get that chance and seeing all those decorated American athletes on the same team?
I guess you don't.
Going up against the best in the world.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, I guess sometimes in NBA games, but not really. So, yeah. I didn't go out of my way to not see it. I just didn't see it. I just did not.
You knew it was going on, right?
Yeah.
So you just didn't care. There was no.
I didn't find
no
myself,
part of you.
No, I did not find myself needing to get in front of a TV to watch it. With everything that I was just busy all week. Stayed busy at the house. All that stuff that nobody really cares about. I mean, that was it. I saw some Guardians. I didn't get to see every single game over the week. I'll admit. I know I write those down.
So I would think being at the house. Just I know in my particular situation, I have never done less on weekends than I'm doing now. I'm at home.
You're in lockdown.
Well, I'm in lockdown.
What channel should I turn it on?
I'll
turn it on right now.
It's been USA and NBA. I don't know when live coverage, but
well, I got it on now. Here we go. Oh, we got the swimming. This is live. And I can't say anything more, or we'll get our asses sued.
That's right.
So the only thing I can say is that I'm watching Olympic swimming. Hey, my own opening ceremonies. don't play the music, but this is my own opening ceremonies for the Olympics. I don't know what transpired. I know that
are
there's
you
some
lighting that paper on fire.
I know that there's some people who are very upset with something with the Olympics. I'm not sure about the Open, but other than that,
oh, what was that?
I have no idea. Apparently, Marie Antoinette made an appearance, and people worked up. I don't know. I looked at my phone for 2 seconds and went, "Okay, I got other things I got to do."
Oh, Facebook.
And that was it.
Facebook was glorious. It was absolutely glorious over the weekend.
I did not even see that. But I, there's the Olympics, and Whittington is in the lead, and that's the only thing I can say right now. Good luck to that person. There you go. So, no, it's nothing against the Olympics. I'm not annoyed by the Olympics. I'm not taken aback or think anything less of them. I hadn't. And honestly, like Saturday, what do I do? What the hell do we do? So, I had a golf outing on Saturday. Streetsboro Gridiron Club. Lima might be bit by the bug again. Ain't gonna lie to you. Might be bit by the bug again.
It's almost August. Why not? What better time?
I focused on you and Barry and your tutelage. Yeah, good line there, by the way. Yeah, it's almost August. It's about time you got into golf. Stayed slow through the backswing the entire way through. Started to make some decent contact. Hit a couple of chips. Couple of decent drives towards the end. Couple of really bad ones too, but like actually got the ball out there and didn't just hook it right into the woods or like scuff it right in front of the tee box. Like actually got some of that going, so I got bit by the bug a little bit. And then what did we? Oh yeah, Saturday got home. What the hell we do? Oh, Friday I saw the movie Mulholland Drive. That's what I did with the neighbors.
No spoilers, please.
It is the movie from the
90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a bizarre movie. To say the least. And then I stayed up to David Lynch. I watched Sideways with Paul Giamatti.
Do you like the movie Sideways?
You know what? It wasn't bad. First time I ever saw it.
So you are going out of your way to avoid the Olympics.
I didn't go out of my way. It just didn't happen.
If you're watching old movies you might have heard about.
I watched Gardos.
From 25 years ago.
No, I watched Gardos and then I came upstairs. And my neighbors were at the house. And they're all watching this Mulholland Drive, and it is bizarre. It's just a bizarre sequence of things that are going on in this movie. Naomi Watts is in it. She's naked. There's another person that's they're naked in a lot of the movie. There's like a dream sequence going. Honestly, I'm still a little bit thrown off by it.
Mulholland Drive, 2001, Sideways, 2004.
There you go.
2024 Olympics.
There you go. I was watching that. I'm sorry. Paul Giamatti's going to be on my TV or Katie Ledecky. I'm going to take Paul Giamatti. I'm sorry. It's the way it goes. I'm going to keep up his legacy. I watched Guardians. Did do that. Got to see yesterday.
I'm surprised you shoehorned him in somehow. Well, you found a way.
I can always make time. For first place Guardians. I can always make time for a team that's really, really good. I can always make time for how many relief pitchers did we use yesterday? Six. Good God almighty. I can always make time for six relief pitchers. I can always make time for that. And beating the Philadelphia Phillies, which I don't have anything against the Phillies, obviously, but I mean, when you take 2 or 3 against the team with the best record in baseball, I mean, that's going to make you feel good. Now the old argument is, and I did pay attention to this over the weekend, or over the last week, I should say, was how many people who were starting to get a little bit antsy about trades. And like a move, and making a move, and that there were people, according to Mitch, there were people, he says he's not that way, but there were people on his timeline saying, your friends, Mitch?
Friends, strangers,
countrymen,
lovers. I mean, look,
lovers.
Some more than others.
An interesting week for Mitch.
Absolutely. You know, there was just a point where obviously you're not going to be upset about taking 2 out of 3 from a team like the Phillies. Okay. There's some people that, because we're now, 35 hours and 50 some minutes before the trade deadline on Tuesday, that we're wondering, are we going to make any move, let alone a move that could be significant for the lineup or the pitching staff?
Well, Lima said it before the show. And you could say it now. They'll make a move.
Yeah.
It's just the move of what significance of a name. Like, when you hear the name Vlad Guerrero Jr., I assume that that's a name that a lot of people listening have heard of as sports fans. You've heard of, I mean, you obviously heard of the father, but then there's Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like, if you were to make a move for him, I think that that would be a major move. You're saying that, yeah, there'll be moves, but it's not going to be something that's going to be huge.
Yeah, well, even the Crochet rumors, right? Well, he, over the weekend, ends up saying, well, I'm not going to pitch for anybody in the playoffs unless I get a contract extension. So, I mean, so that's...
He's just going to leave?
That pretty much... No, he's saying, because he's due for one.
Okay.
That if you trade for him, I mean, it could be all bluster. It could be, I don't think he'd take that chance.
If
you're the Guardians. He's like, well, this is the only leverage, you know, he might have at this point. And of course,
that
complicates things for the White Sox completely, because now it could narrow the list of teams, and now you can't drive up the price, and the Guardians might say, well, we are not close to doing something like
that. What kind of contract could Garrett Crochet demand?
He's under team control through 2026.
So he's
only earning $800,000. So he's a big leverage player.
So is this like almost an NBA thing? Like, hey, you could trade, like Russell Westbrook, like, hey, you could trade for me all you want. I ain't going to play for your team.
Yeah. You have to call him on his bluff.
I don't really want to invite into it. How old is the man? He seems pretty young still, right? If he's young, can I throw a couple years at him?
I mean, that's...
If we're talking is something decent going to break the bank?
25 years old.
Okay, he's 25, all right? So he's probably looking for a big contract. Yeah, that probably puts us out of the market for him. I would offer him a couple years if you wanted to do something like that, but I don't think I right off the rip, I don't know if I would offer him, you know, crazy money and trade for him, considering I don't know, the starting rotation's as weird as it can get, because like you read anything, and I read last night about trade possibilities, and Buster Olney wrote a blurb in it on Insider and a couple other things where it's like, yeah, they need rotation. They need rotational help, but maybe they can only get a guy who's the back end of the rotation. I'm looking at him going, they're all back end of the rotation guys. Right now, like Ben Lively's done a great job as best he can. I know he had a bit of a clunky start to the month of July.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The back end of June, but he's done the best job he can. You've had Ben Lively do pretty well. You've had Tanner Bibee do fair to middling.
As long as he's not jumping over foul lines, he's good.
Yeah, as long as he's not doing that. You got McKenzie in the minors, who is sucking up the room now in the minors. I got a lot of things I'm talking about here. These are back end rotation guys. So if you're looking for a back, if we're just adding to it, if I'm the Guardians, I'm thinking, wait, I'm not going to overpay for what is available back end rotation guys. Like, I know everybody wants to make moves, and I want to make moves. I want to be excited, too. I think people do want to get excited about that, and we love playing the old card of cheap Dolans, cheap Dolans, cheap Dolans. The Yankees are willing to make moves. The Mariners are willing to make moves. They both made moves over the weekend. And I know that we could do that, but I do have to look and go, okay, I want to make moves. I'm a fan. But I also know that what would I give up if I'm running the franchise and I'm running the franchise correctly? Would I give up everything? Would I give up everything for Vlad Guerrero Jr.? Would I give up everything for starting pitching, knowing that I'm going to have to pay that guy and the Guardians don't always pay starting pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, the money part of it's probably bigger than anything else. They could swing any number of trades, but if they can't make it work financially.
So what's I could feel myself doing the whole Lars Anderson thing again, where the move at the trade deadline is like a Lars Anderson type of name that nobody really...
Jonathan Lucroy?
Gets excited. I know about Jonathan Lucroy, but like I don't think it's going to be something that's very exciting. I mean, I tend to go with you and go, well, it will probably be a pragmatic move for a back-end rotation starting pitcher or what's available. I don't know what they can do to help out their bats except for you know, the names that we're mentioning, which are decent enough names. But I don't know if anybody's going to be blown away by some of these moves here over the next 35 and a half hours. I mean, I'm dead serious about that because they're the second best team in baseball record-wise, right? We're number two. Does it feel like you can take it all with this club?
I'll tell you why. I think so. I absolutely think so.
Then maybe you should be pounding the table for big moves, for aggressiveness.
Which would be what? I just keep hearing Vlad, but what else? Who else is out there? What are the big names? We've been told for a month and a half that the big names really aren't going to be on the move when it comes to pitching. Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's the market is terrible. I mean, I saw Jeff Passan say the other day, it's terrible. So the fans are like, give us the huge move. And people that are experts in baseball are like, there are no big moves there. So are you just screaming into the clouds?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
So, but then that doesn't really mean it. That doesn't mean much.
We spit into the wind all the time. I don't know how much I don't know how much that's going to matter.
Okay. Well, then open up the phone lines and tell us what that big swing would be. What would be the big swing? If you can't tell me what the big swing would be, then there is no big swing.
Is Blake Snell a big swing?
And first of all, I've heard of him. So
yes, you have.
Most of the guys that have been traded already that fans are annoyed about. But by the way, isn't he not good this year?
He's tradable. If we're talking about swings, that's a swing. I mean, I'm not saying that's a hell hack there, but he's a tradable commodity. Yes, he is.
But so far, I've seen people going, what are we doing? Other teams are doing things. And I'm like, the Orioles? Can you tell me the guy the Orioles just got?
He's got a 5.10 ERA.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, I think it's just right now, it sounds like complaining to complain. Like, we always want all our teams to. We say all in all the time. We say it with the Browns constantly. We've said it with the Cavs constantly. But it means a little different. It's a very different thing in baseball.
Because they're good. I think we all know that they've played over their heads a little bit. They've played a little bit over their heads. And what little you have on the farm, how little you have on there, if you want to put all that in for a season like this, then you have to advocate for it. And you have to say that you believe this team, as is, can take a swing at a World Series. And you believe that they can do it with some help that is going to be given to that rotation or in the lineup. And the reasoning that somebody would give this year is because this year's so wide open. Okay, but is that a reason for me to make strong moves? I'm serious about this, guys. Is that a reason for the Guardians to make such strong moves that it depletes whatever they have in their farm and then move forward with this season? And you could say 76 years. I'll hear you on that. 216-474-0092. Is it worth doing all that? Which, by the way, I had a dream last night. You guys changed the number on me, and I couldn't get the name right. Andy came in here. It was like 440 one day. It was like 330 the next day. It threw off, and he was getting very angry.
420 hits.
No, it's not the number. Is that number still connected? Can you call that number? All right, 216-474-0092. What is a move to you? Define it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.